USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden traveled to Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to meet with the victims' families of last weekend's mass shooting. Meanwhile, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told Newsmax President Biden and Democrats are politicizing the tragedy.
Our sympathy and our hearts, our minds, our prayers, all of that should be going towards those who lost their lives in this, the heroes who tried to stop it.
A Michigan judge granted a preliminary injunction in a suit brought by Planned Parenthood against Michigan's 1931 law criminalizing abortion. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration is attempting to shore up the legal right to an abortion in the state's constitution if Roe v. Wade is overturned. However, an attorney told USA Radio the state is trying to create new law through a phantom case. The attorney also called the gesture from the judge, quote, meaningless. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Curfew in the city of Chicago just became more strict.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Tiger Woods says he cares about majors and legacies. He made that point at the PGA Championship while delivering a sharp rebuke of Phil Mickelson. Mickelson is not defending his PGA title at Southern Hills. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Detectives in the Grand Rapids, Michigan Police Department are investigating vandalism at city commissioners' homes on late Monday night into Tuesday morning. This comes after two consecutive city commission meetings adjourned early because of disorderly activists. They protested the April 4th GRPD shooting death of Patrick Leoya. Body camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest and trying to grab the officer's taser before being shot. A toxicology report revealed Leoya's blood alcohol level was three times the legal limit. If you're looking for a new place to lay down roots, you may want to look to the South. Reporter Tim Berg explains why.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest growing city in Northeast Alabama jumped two spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life.
The Cannes Film Festival kicked off Tuesday after a scaled-back gathering last year. Organizers hope this year's festival will fully resuscitate the French Riviera Spectacular. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.